Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. We're on Long Island News Radio, and I'm talking to John Kennedy today. John was just elected to the controller's position of the county of Suffolk, and he is presently a legislator, which he will resign at the end of the year to take on his new post. John, are you that corrupt, terrible person that I was reading about all the time prior to the election?
Well, good afternoon, Ernie, and thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me in to talk with you, and let's get right to the heart of the matter. I have been a legislator for the last 10 years, and I'm an attorney to boot, as you know, and I studied New York Times versus Sullivan in constitutional law, and I know the law well. But there are some things, even in political campaigns, you can't say about somebody, and that is you can't accuse them of illegal conduct, none of which I've ever actually engaged in. So my opponent, for whatever reason, elected to go ahead and print 30 flyers. 30 flyers.
I want to tell you something. I used to get these things every day.
It was a
bombardment. And, you know, you know what they did? I did with one of these.
Of course.
Because, first of all, I didn't believe it. Second, you know, but even if it was true, bring your case to the people in a way that you should.
Get
an indictment.
Of course. Well, you know, and that's it. Here's the irony. Yes, my wife works in my offices, and as a matter of fact, she's done a great job there. And we had a resolution.
By the way, my wife works in my office too.
Good. Well, there you go. So, you know.
You know why? Because I trust her and she's good.
Of course. And similarly, that's the way it went for me. After, you'll recall, I was involved in a bitter primary back in 2007 when my own party did not renominate me. So I took my case to the people. And as a matter of fact, we beat the party nominee. When we did that, I elected to let go all the folks I had in my office, and I needed people that I could trust. Leslie came on board part-time. We had a full resolution, which, by the way, was supported 17-0. Of course, I didn't vote for it, but it was supported by a Democratic body, and as a matter of fact, with the Democratic presiding officer, Bill Lindsey, speaking very highly of it.
You know, politics on this level is not as vicious as the politics of Washington, I don't think. But it can deteriorate at times.
Ernie, it can devolve. And you know what? When that happens, I'll go back to the first thing that you said. It's a horrendous attack upon the candidate, upon the candidate's family. And family has always been sacrosanct, which I've always said. I've never, ever, ever attacked an opponent's family or any of my colleagues' members. I just wouldn't do it. It's a scurrilous thing to do. But it also deprives the citizens of the ability to really have what's the meat and the merit of the office. Let's get down to the issues. Let's vet and debate them.
You know, being a controller is one of those areas where I really wouldn't be able to tell you how you can change the world you live in being a controller. So that's kind of a tough one, too, isn't it?
Well, it is, as a matter of fact. And the office is something that I think is a bit of a, it's a bit of a mystery to the average citizen. Although,
do you need to be an accountant?
You do not have to be. No, as a matter of fact, I am not an accountant by trade. As you know, I am an attorney. I have a JD from St. John's University. But I do have a master's in business administration with a concentration in capital budgeting from Adelphi University, which I graduated from back in 1984. Took the whole Monty, as they say, macroeconomics, microeconomics, operating statements, profit and loss, did it all, and feel very comfortable in a financial world. As a practicing an attorney for the last 20 years, I've probably done over 200 real estate deals. From a $50,000 vacant lot to a $5 million commercial building. And every one of them balanced to the penny. That's the only way you do real estate.
Well, inform me, because I don't know exactly what you do as a controller and what, how you can have a positive effect on the county.
Okay, when you look at state law, New York state law, and you look at the county charter, the comptroller is the chief fiscal officer of the county of Suffolk. As such, He is responsible for, he or she is responsible for the auditing of all the expenditures, all of the books, and a certification that all expenditures are proper and are done as authorized. Remember, our budget is a $2.9 billion budget. $2.9 billion. We have 10,500 employees. Our biweekly payroll is $22 million. So it's the comptroller who's basically saying, yes, every time we make a payroll, that's right.
I like that gesture, by the way. Go back to our roots, man.
We do. That it's a valid payroll. And as a matter of fact, the expenditures that are made are properly made. They've been authorized, and that the vendors are providing whatever the service is for the expenditure.
Let me see if I can clarify it for my own self.
Sure.
You, without being an accountant, have a good business understanding.
Yes.
Accountants can explain it to you, and you can understand it.
Absolutely.
That's the essence of it.
And the office is a 62-person office, of which we have right now 14 onboard auditors, as well as supervisory staff as well. One of my first missions will be to actually to fill vacancies, right?
Now, one of the where do you see you making a big impact on?
Well, you know, listen. There's a number of things. As a matter of fact, just before I arrived here today, I was on the phone with one of the Tom DiNapoli's deputies. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a priority that's been identified for audit of preschool handicap providers. Unfortunately, the state comptroller, who went out and did, I guess, test the audits, found a much higher percentage of impropriety and irregularity amongst preschool handicap providers. Having seen that, he went to the state legislature, has obtained funding, and now there's a mandate across the board for all preschool handicap providers to go ahead and be audited. There's also special inducement.
You agree with this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Think about it. How criminal would it be to intentionally go ahead and fritter away money that's been earmarked to help educate handicapped children? I'm a grandfather. You're a grandfather. Come on. Who doesn't want that spent properly?
No, I agree with that. The idea that, we spend a lot of money on handicapped children.
$68 million in Suffolk County in the past year.
Now, is there a way to make that more efficient?
I think there's a way to make it more efficient, Ernie, and I also think that there's a way to go ahead and make sure that providers are actually delivering what it is they're billing for. You know, if there's supposed to be 5 hours worth of speech training or speech, we better make damn sure that that's what those children are getting, 5 hours. If there's transportation routing that can be done better, we better make damn sure that we're bringing...
Is that within the purview of your occupation as a comptroller to look at those nuances?
Absolutely, because remember, the comptroller not only has authority to go ahead and undertake fiscal audit, but also programmatic recommendations as well. So this whole notion and concept of improving efficiencies in government lies squarely within the realm of the comptroller as well. So absolutely, if they are not doing proper bulk purchasing, if they do not have the best price they can for their liability insurance, if they're not taking advantage of what may be fueling discounts.
Insurance. Many people who have been close to political people have gotten juicy contracts. I know I was in the insurance business, and I never was one of those guys. And it just used to zip me off because...
I've heard.
Because, you know,
you're right.
I'm trying to do a yeoman job.
Of course.
And I can't get through the door because somebody's bought. And
listen, Ernie,
how much is that still going on?
Well, you know what? Listen, first of all, I've not encountered that in my time in the legislature. But I will also tell you that, you know, particularly talking about an opportunity with a new elected coming in, sunshine is good for everything. Time to take a look at all the arrangements, all of the contracts that are in place. Let's go ahead and put it out there to the world, solicit some RFPs, sharpen our pencils, and get the best buck we can.
But if somebody's been a good friend of yours in terms of politics and policy, and you find that they've got something that they could have done better on, I mean...
They don't get the contract. No quid pro quo here. As a matter of fact, my supporters have come out for me, and they've come out based on the fact that they know that we have, my staff and I have worked tirelessly for the last 10 years. And it's
always
been...
How difficult is that to be a square shooter?
You know, not hard as long as you're right with your constituents.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of different entities that tug and pull in this business. But if you are right with your constituents, if they know you have their best interests at heart, you can afford to say no to some of those pressures that some would bring to bear. Because if your constituents have your back, you'll always do well when it comes time for that ultimate test.
This is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. I have the pleasure of talking to John Kennedy today. He's the newly elected comptroller of the county of Suffolk. And we were discussing the importance of the role of comptroller, and we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Long Island News Radio, 103.9 FM. Thanks.